You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Today at the Marlins season ticket holder 25th anniversary. Is that what you'd call it, Mom?
25th anniversary unveiling of the logo. It's a great day.
It was awesome. I got to shake hands and get a selfie with Derek Jeter, and I'm talking with Juan Martinez. He's the Director of Marketing and Promotions here with the Marlins, and we're going to talk about what's coming up at FanFest. Juan, what can we expect? I'm going to get there at 9. What's going to happen?
FanFest is from 11 in the morning to 3 in the afternoon this Saturday, completely free event. You're going to come out and be able to hit in the batting cages. You're going to be able to come run on the field. Bring your glove. You'll be able to play catch on the field.
Man, awesome.
And you'll be able to get autographs from all the players, take selfies, and take part in a bunch of cool activities. And, oh, by the way, yes, we've got tickets on sale for all the games. Opening day against the Cubs. The Red Sox are coming this year. The Yankees are coming as well.
Oh, wow.
An opportunity to buy your tickets, individual game tickets as well.
Well, I already know there's going to be fights at the ticket draft at my season tickets. And I know who always wins those disputes. But Juan, there's some other stuff going on in June. What's going on in June?
June will be the 25th anniversary weekend. June 8th through the 10th, when the Padres come to town, we will be celebrating our 25th anniversary. Then we will be wearing, as part of that celebration, the original uniforms from the Florida Marlins on the field, which I know is a cool thing for the fan. We got to see it up here on the vision boards, and it'll be the first time that we wear the throwback uniforms in any form since we moved down here. So definitely an exciting weekend to commemorate the 25th anniversary of the franchise, June 8th through 10th.
You know, now I was walking out of the season ticket holder event that you were having, and everybody was sitting there. They were trying to get a picture and trying to talk with the new owner's representative, control person, Derek Jeter. And he had just turned around and was walking down the hallway, and he overheard me saying, "Boy, I wish he would have stopped and I could have taken a selfie." And guess what happened?
You got your selfie.
He was really actually very nice. It was very affable. Did turn around. Didn't have to turn around. He was halfway up the. He didn't have to say. He could have imagined that he didn't hear me. So high five to him for doing that. What are some of the other fan-friendly things that you've seen from the new ownership group?
Well, we're going to definitely roll out a lot of new and exciting things. Obviously, yesterday we rolled out some great new benefits for season ticket members that are great, and definitely we value them above all else, as you can see.
Oh,
and you've been at day one. So
this was a great event. It really was. I saw a lot of people that I've known for many years, my friends, Howard Fabian, Randy Strauss, brought some old friends, and it was just great. It's hard to believe that I was wearing this hat in 1991 at a Blockbuster video, and now I'm standing in the middle of a real ballpark here in Little Havana. What are some of the things that you've got besides that people can look forward to, maybe some of the perks that season ticket holders get?
Well, all those perks were detailed in the release from yesterday. We've got a lot more interesting and fun things planned for 2018, a lot of enhancements to the in-game experience, and many other things that are coming down the pike as we get closer to the season. But right now, FanFest is Saturday, and then spring training starts, which is great.
Well, tell me a little bit about spring training. Spring training is close. We don't have to, like, go on a vacation to go to spring training. What are some of the cool things that people will be able to do this spring at spring training?
Well, spring training is up in Jupiter, Florida. As you know, it's maybe about an hour and 10, hour and 15 minutes up the road from Miami at beautiful Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium. And it's a great opportunity to spend the day out there, get, you know, watch the players warm up, get your autographs, and enjoy, you know, baseball the old school way. And it's just a great environment for that pure baseball experience.
Now, let's pretend that you're not wearing your Marlins tag, that you're here as a fan. It's Sunday. You're with your family. What's your favorite thing to do at the ballpark?
Wow, my favorite thing to do at the ballpark is to sit with the family, have that popcorn, enjoy that hot dog, and just cheer on, you know, my favorite team, the Marlins.
Now, what's your, you bring your family. What does your family like to do? You come on a Sunday, the kids run the bases.
Absolutely.
How about the wife? Does she like walking around and buying some of the stuff? I mean, the stuff is really good, and your hair doesn't get curled. There's no humidity in
here. My wife really enjoys the food options here, right? Because it's so Miami, so she can enjoy her ceviche, which she loves.
Come on.
You know, I can have my Cuban sandwich, you
Mariquita,
know, a real Miami.
Cerveza.
Yeah, you know, una cervecita fría. So, and the kids can enjoy their popcorn and their cotton candy, like we all know. And it's just a great family experience, and I think that's what the Marlins game offers.
Now, you've got the Bobblehead Museum, and I've been pitching this idea, and I'm going to keep pitching it. I'm wearing my hat that I got 20-something years ago. There's got to be a place where you can collect some special things from the fans from 93 that you could make into a museum that would be something personal that they could own at the stadium. I just like that as an idea. Now, it's out there.
Oh, that's a good idea. I'm going to go ahead and send it to us in an email. I know that the Bobblehead Museum is alive and well. It's here, and it's constantly being updated. That's the thing. It's
really?
a living
exhibit.
I didn't
realize that.
So every time you go, you're going to notice something different because we're always receiving new ones from other teams.
Oh,
they get replenished. So it's always getting updated. So it's never the same every visit.
Now, who's got the coolest bobblehead?
Wow.
There's some really cool ones there.
And it's getting more creative.
The broadcasters are really neat.
Yes.
I like those.
And everyone is kind of going into the next level of bobbleheads, which are the talking ones or the singing ones. The celebrity ones is a new one that's coming out more often.
Are you giving us a hint on what might be available during this during the fancy? You know, they told us you're going to have a special bobblehead for the 25th anniversary, so I'm really looking forward to that. Maybe we've gotten a couple of insights, huh? But, you know, to leave everybody with a thought, how do they get a hold of you guys? How do they get tickets? And we've got the truck coming up here, so I'm sorry for the noise. Maybe we'll step over
this
here
is,
a little
this
bit.
This is real live, huh?
This is live.
So 877 Marlins or marlins.com to get more information, get your tickets. And at FanFest this Saturday, February 10th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., we expect to see you here. Bring the family out. Spend the day. And you can already buy your individual tickets. So you can lock
Yankees.
In your tickets for opening day. The Red Sox are coming right after that. So we open with the
up
Cubs.
Front?
Followed by the Red Sox.
Those are like the hottest games.
Chicago and Boston.
Oh, my God.
And then later on in the season, the Yankees come to town. So it is a great season for the fan to come out and enjoy some great baseball at Marlins Park.
Well, Juan Martinez, he's the director of events and promotions. And he's one of my good friends because I know I'm going to need some extra tickets to some of those games. Juan, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank
Juan,
you,
to take it away. Let's rock the house. That's right. Wanda's rocking it, and so am I. And Wanda, we're definitely going again. We had the best time when we go to the Marlins games. Win or lose, we just have a good time.